All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you today for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we're coming at you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. And we have some great matches here, including, once again, the number one contender for the World Tag Team titles. This time, we're doing it in a singles match, with Wildcard facing off against Butch Miller. Also have the World Tag Team titles on the line as Bad Company defends against Skandar Akbar's other tag team, his top tag team, Chris Candido, and the world champion, Tully Blanchard. We've got several other matches as well, and it's going to be a great card, so let's get right into it. And we start off with that number one contenders match for the World Tag Team titles. Even though Akbar and I are only beginning our feud over booking in the PWA, and spoiler alert, this is going to be for most of the summer. So it has kind of the idea of the NWO, but not quite the length that that drug out to. But it seems to be escalating quite quickly between myself and Akbar. The issues surrounding the number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles cause me to make an interesting look at it. A singles match to determine the top contenders. If there isn't a clear winner in this match, I will have to figure out another method to crown top contenders without either of these two teams. Akbar, on the other hand, as I said in the preview, decided to sign up his other tag team to challenge for the titles tonight. Our question right now is, who challenges the winner of tonight's main event? Let's go down to the ring. Wildcard and Miller have a good match. Akbar tries to control the match, but Trish distracts Miller. Miller climbs out of the ring and chases her around the ring. Wildcard slingshots over the top rope into a diving cannonball onto Miller. Akbar swings his cane, but Wildcard blocks it. Wildcard rips the cane away from him, and while Miller charges Wildcard, he hip-tosses Miller into Akbar. Wildcard takes control of the match from that point, getting the pin after the Joker's Wild in a time of 11 minutes, 24 seconds. Your winner is Wildcard, and therefore your new number one contenders for the World Tag Team Champions are R2 Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. And Akbar is not happy with this. He throws a little bit of what Dave Ramsey would call a duck fit. And the next match was supposed to be Dexter Poindexter versus Rolando Freeman. Well, he decides to add his bruiser Ahmed Johnson into the mix. And Ahmed makes quick work of both of them, using them as weapons against the other. Ahmed gets the pin after hitting the Pearl River Plunge on Dexter on top of Rolando in a time of 2 minutes, 50 seconds. The next match has Brett Wayne Sawyer facing off against Billy Travis. And Sawyer and Travis have a decent match. Sawyer has a few shining moments, but Pringle knocks him off the turnbuckle, allowing Travis to roll him up for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 53 seconds. Our next match is a previously scheduled triple threat match with 2 Cold Scorpio facing off against Jushin Thunder Liger and Tommy Rogers. Liger and Scorpio start a high-flying extravaganza, but it is cut short when Rogers gets in the way. He and Liger collide with the double clothesline. Scorpio takes advantage of the situation with the standing senton splash on Liger for the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 16 seconds. Now we have two other teams facing off against each other that would love to have been in that hunt for the number one contenders, but had their issues in the tag team battle royal a few weeks ago. Those being PG-13 and Lance Storm and Disco Inferno. And this gets cut short when Disco grabs the hubcap from the corner and nails Wolfie D with it right in front of referee Tommy Young. And Young has no choice but to call for the bell. JC Ice tries to fight off both Disco and Storm, but both members of PG-13 get laid out by combinations of the hubcap and Storm's super kicks. Your winners by disqualification are PG-13 in a time of 8 minutes and 6 seconds, but Lance Storm and Disco Inferno have made their presence known in this match. The next match has the man who sold his booking position to Skandar Akbar, Chris Candido, having to fight a warm-up match, I guess you could call it, before he gets into the main event. But yeah, this warm-up match is against Bob Holly. And Candido and Holly have a brilliant brawl, with Akbar and Heenan getting involved in times. Candido gets the pin after a brainbuster on top of a chair, Heenan distracting Nick Patrick after sliding the chair into the ring. Your winner is Chris Candido in a time of 9 minutes, 50 seconds. Akbar climbs into the ring and berates Patrick for his inexcusably biased refereeing. Akbar tells Patrick that he has one more chance to keep his job, and that is in the main event. If he keeps himself out of trouble during that match, he will keep his job. However, if he screws that match up, it will be his last match as a PWA referee. Akbar definitely showing that he has no problem throwing his weight around in the PWA now. Next match has the former World Heavyweight Champion Goldust battling my former bodyguard Bubba Ray Dudley. And they have a great match. Bubba Ray has the match won with the Bubba Slam until Akbar comes down to the ring. He calls Randy Anderson over to intimidate him to make sure he properly referees this match. Bubba Ray lunges for Akbar, but he moves out of reach. Goldust distracts Anderson while Akbar jabs Bubba Ray in the throat with his cane. Goldust drills Bubba Ray into the mat with a bulldog to get the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 12 seconds. So it looks like Goldust has now joined Devastation Incorporated. This may be a bad sign for myself and anybody else who might align themselves with me. But that will be coming up. All right, originally, the main event tonight was scheduled to be Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing Raven. But Akbar has already screwed that up by putting in the World Tag Team title match. But this match has its own issues, because Jerry Lawler comes down to the ring and challenges either of them for a match. Lawler doesn't want to see another boring Gilbert-Raven match. They are so overdone. He wants either of them to face him in an actual match that the fans will enjoy. Raven answers the challenge with a challenge of his own. Raven wants Lawler's number one contender slot for the American heavyweight title. Well, and of course, this brings out Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt. You know they can't not be involved in this. Eddie also demands Lawler's contender slot. Missy takes the microphone to say that Eddie's got the best shot at taking the belt from Dustin Rhodes. This, of course, brings out Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Idol throws his hat in the ring. He wants a shot at Dustin. Everyone starts talking over each other until Answer to No One begins to play. I come out to the interview desk to put everyone in their place. I admit that all four men have a strong case to be the number one contender for the American heavyweight title. I decide that they need to take care of it themselves. A four-man tournament to determine who will face Dustin at St. Valentine's Day Massacre on February 14th. The opening round will have Lawler facing off against Raven and Gilbert facing off against Idol. The first match being Lawler and Raven. Eddie and Idol are excused back to their dressing rooms. Lawler and Raven brawl around the ringside area. Tommy Young tries to maintain law and order. Akbar appears at the top of the entrance ramp, but I nail him from behind with a chair. We brawl at the top of the ramp while Raven takes Lawler through a ringside table with the even flow off the ring apron. Raven rolls Lawler into the ring for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 8 seconds. Meanwhile, up on the entrance ramp, Akbar jabs me in the throat with his cane, then tosses me off the entrance ramp into the electrical equipment. Raven races up the aisle, chasing Akbar back to the dressing room. He climbs down into the electrical equipment to check on me. Now we have the other side of the tournament. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And Eddie and Idol have a classic contest. They keep it very scientific throughout the match. Idol catapults Eddie into the turnbuckle. Missy climbs onto the ring apron to distract Tommy Young, but Sunshine grabs her from behind. Missy hits her chin on the ring apron as she comes down. Idol looks over, but he sees that Sunshine seems to have everything in hand. He turns his attention back to Eddie, who charges him out of the corner. Idol backdrops Eddie into the middle of the ring. Idol runs into the side ropes and drills Eddie with a vicious shoulder tackle, which causes Eddie to tumble through the ropes down to the women's feet. Idol starts to climb out of the ring, but Young backs him away from the ropes. Eddie rolls himself back into the ring. Idol grabs his legs and drags him to the middle of the ring and applies the Las Vegas leg lock. Eddie tries to get to the ropes. Missy tries to get Young to break the hold, but Eddie is forced to tap out. Idol gets the win by submission in a time of 27 minutes, 42 seconds to move on to face Raven next week to crown the number one contender for the American heavyweight title. Now, I often wonder if Eddie Gilbert were still alive today, if he and Missy Hyatt might also be in the NWA with Austin Idol. I mean, I could definitely see Eddie and Idol having some sort of feud between any of Idol's guys and, I don't know, Eddie having the Southern Six or something. Now, that would be an interesting point there. But these guys, you know, classic feuding material with these two. And I'm just glad to be able to have them in the PWA. And now we go back to the guy I am not happy to have in the PWA. And that is Skandar Akbar, because we have reached the main event. World Tag Team titles on the line. Bad Company defending against Chris Candido and World Heavyweight Champion Tully Blanchard. As I said earlier, Akbar used his authority as one of the bookers last week to give his top tag team this shot at the World Tag Team titles. I come out before the match begins to announce that Akbar may have signed a check that he can't cash. I announce that Bad Company will defend the World Tag Team titles against former booker Chris Candido and World Heavyweight Champion Tully Blanchard, but Akbar has to put his spot on the booking committee on the line. When Bad Company successfully defends the title, I will announce a new booker next week. Nick Patrick has his job on the line as well, according to Akbar. Once Akbar is no longer booker, Patrick will get to keep his job. The match is much shorter than the fans expected. Scorpio and Wildcard come down to battle with Tanaka, allowing Candido and Blanchard to double-team Diamond to win the titles. Akbar and his team celebrate in the ring as Devastation Incorporated now has both world titles. I'm not typically a promoter who enjoys having both of the world titles held by one person. This tends too much towards WWE's two-man power trip of Stone Cold Steve Austin and Triple H, where they held the world, intercontinental, and tag team titles all at one time. Now, having a stable hold all the titles is not out of question. But how long will Tully be able to handle having to defend both before he ends up losing one or both? We may find out next week as Tully defends his World Heavyweight title against American Heavyweight Champion Dustin Rhodes. That will be a great main event for next week, so come back and see what happens. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite. Thanking you for being here. Thanking you for your support of your favorite fantasy wrestling on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.